It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm gonna do it again. Friends and neighbors. Hi. Look what I have here. You tell what kind of an animal that is? It's a toy, of course. It's an elephant. Mm-hmm. It's a different kind of a toy, though, because it zips up and down. Here's the zipper. And you can keep pajamas in it, or piece of material, or blanket, or whatever you might like. Some children like to keep their very special soft thing inside something like this, because there's sometimes that they don't want to take it wherever they're going. And so if they have it in something like that, why, they know where they can get it when they need it. Mm-hmm. Of course, not all toy animals have zippers. And of course, people don't have zippers on their body, or buttons, or anything else. No, that's just for toys or clothes. As a matter of fact, every part of your body grows while all the other parts are growing. Yeah, because everything grows together. Everything grows together because you're all one piece, just one piece. Your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Fingers. Your fingers grow as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Toes. Your toes grow as your feet grow, as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. You are. And I grew from a little baby boy up to a man. Yeah, I want to show you something. When I was a young boy, this is a sweater that I wore. And I'm going to show you. You see, clothes don't grow. No, people grow, but clothes don't grow. I want to show you how this sweater does not fit me now. Because I grew, but my clothes didn't. Don't even know whether I can get into it. But that's a sweater that I wore when I was about 10 years old. See? Doesn't fit me now. But I like to remember those times. Sure, I was glad I had that to show you. Matter of fact, the zipper on that elephant and the zipper on this sweater remind me of the time that astronaut Al Warden showed me how he got into that great big space suit of his. Yeah, I'd like you to see that time because I remember how he told me all about it.
To get into the suit, you can see I've already got the legs in now.
The zipper comes down the back of the suit, and what we do is put our feet in first and get the legs all the way up as far as we can, and then I bend over at the head and duck in underneath the suit, which we'll go ahead and do now.
Yeah.
Joel, give me a hand here.
Need help in getting in these clothes.
Now, we get the suit on this far, stand up, and pull the suit tight. Then we get the zipper all the way around. Now, let me turn around here, and Joe will go ahead and pull the other zipper down so that everybody can see where the zipper goes.
These things.
There we are. Now we're in the suit itself. Because the suit is so heavy, it gets very warm inside. So these connections that you see right here are to get air or oxygen in and out of the suit to keep us cool and to give us air to breathe. So what we'll do now is put the air into the suit so that I'll stay cool. And I'll probably be cooler than you.
You mean all this is filling up with cool air now?
It's all filling up with cool air, right.
And what's
now,
this?
We'll put the telephone on.
The way you'll be in touch with us.
That's right.
Here in the earth.
You can see, let me show this. There are two earphones, one on each side, and two little microphones. And it's just like having two telephones, one on each side of your head. Except that this telephone here is fastened to my head.
This is the part that you speak into, right?
That's right, yes. Just speak right into this part and just hear with this part. And now I don't have to touch it, see? It just stays on there by itself. You can see that wire now is connected into my suit. The other end of this wire comes out right here. And I have another wire that hooks into this that goes in to the inside of the spacecraft.
See.
Once we get this far then, we go ahead and put on gloves and a helmet to wear. And let's go ahead and do that. This is a helmet.
Now you can breathe in there, can you? And of course, he could breathe in there, but he couldn't hear me very well. And that is the astronaut who's going to come to visit us tomorrow, Al Warden. He's one of the men who flew up to the moon and went around and around taking pictures and doing all sorts of things for research. I wonder if he ever liked to think about flying to the moon when he was a little boy. I wonder if he ever liked to use a pretend telescope the way we sometimes do. Why don't we pretend that King Friday has invited Al Warden, astronaut Warden, to his castle, and he's waiting at his castle for some word from the astronaut. Let's use our pretend telescopes, you and I, okay? The castle of King Friday the 13th in the neighborhood of make-believe.
But I keep telling you, handyman, I don't see anyone flying around the moon.
And I keep telling you that astronaut Warden has already returned from the moon, your highness.
Returned from the moon? Well, where is he? I've invited him to speak to me about such things.
Well, sir, I'm sure he'll come as soon as he can.
That may be some news now. Mr. McFeely, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
What is your mission?
Well, I have this speedygram for His Royal Highness King Friday the 13th. Oh,
thank you, Mr. McFeely. Negri, will you kindly read it to me?
Yes, sir.
You may listen, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I haven't time today. I have more deliveries, King Friday.
Oh, well, I'm glad your business is busy. Carry on, then.
Well, speedy delivery. Good day,
Mr. McFeely.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, Negri.
Oh, the speedygram, yes, sir. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Oh. From official from NASA to neighborhood of make-believe castle.
Yes.
Astronaut Alfred Warden, recently returned from the moon, expects to arrive in make-believe tomorrow. This is official notice to the monarch of such land.
Tomorrow, they say. Tomorrow. Well, very well, then. Notify all the neighbors. They should be ready for moon talk tomorrow. Prepare to meet an astronaut. I shall continue to study my moon books, as you tell everyone else.
Moon. Moon. Boon. Soon.
What are you saying?
Sir, I was just rhyming moon, Your Majesty.
Oh, yeah. Moon, boon, soon, dune, foon, goon, june, loon. There are lots of rhymes.
Yes. Moon, spoon, june. There surely are.
Yes. Right? Tell the world who's coming tomorrow.
Oh, I certainly will, sir. I certainly will.
Moon, boon, soon.
Moon, boon, soon. Moon, boon, soon, tune. Moon, boon, soon in June. Soon, boon, tune, June. Moon, boon, moon, boon, moon, boon, soon. Oh, I better go tell everybody about the king's message.
Oh, handyman Negri, do you want to buy a rocket?
Oh, not today, Corny, but I do want to tell you about someone who rode around the moon in one.
Around the moon in... Is it a cow?
Cow? What do you mean, Corny?
That hey diddle diddle cow, you know, that jumped over the moon. Hey diddle diddle, the cow did the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. You
know? No, Corny, this is none of that hey diddle diddle stuff. You know, this is real news about a real man who flew to the moon, and he's coming here.
Coming here from the moon?
Yes, he really is. And he flew to the moon in a rocket.
A rocking chair rocket like I make?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it was a rocking chair rocket, Corny. But you know what? You could ask him when you see him.
Well, where is he?
Well, he's coming here tomorrow, and King Friday wants me to tell everybody in the neighborhood. By the way, do you have a little time to spare that you could maybe help me tell some of the people?
Oh, well, I think I could. Sure. Well, important news like that.
Yeah, well, that would really help me. You could tell Grandpere.
Yes.
And how about Daniel?
Grandpere and Daniel.
And then you could also tell the platypus family.
Fine. Okay? Grandpere, Daniel, and the platypus family.
Right. And then I will tell Lady Elaine, Henrietta, and X,
And King Friday will take care of everybody at the castle.
I'm glad to help, Andy.
Oh, well, then I'll see you tomorrow.
Fine, for the Moon Rocket Man.
Moon Rocket in your pocket. How about that? Expects to arrive in make-believe tomorrow. The man who went to the moon. Isn't that something?
I've already heard.
Oh?
Yes, now you have to help me with something.
Well, what is it, Lady Elaine?
This spacesuit.
Oh.
I want you to help me to get into this thing. I found it in the museum, and I am going to be the first woman on the moon. If I can be ready by tomorrow, I'll talk that astronaut into taking me with him the next time he goes.
But Lady Elaine, I mean, it takes years and years of practice to be able to do that kind of work.
Practice smackness. I'm going to the moon and you're going to help me, Andy. Now, how does this thing work here?
Well,
I have to get in it somehow.
It's got to be, just a minute, I'll help you. I think it has to fit over your head here.
Okay.
Just like that. Just step into that.
Ooh, I can hardly wait.
All right, there
I'm
we go.
I'm going to the moon.
Are you there? There you are.
Now. I'm going soon. You are going
let's
to
get,
help me.
Let's get your arms in there, lady. There we
to
go.
The moon.
Now, can you turn around this way and we'll work on... We'll work on this zipper.
Oh, zip me.
Zip you down, down. Mm.
Does the zipper go down?
It goes down. Mm. Look at that.
Fancy zippers. Huh. Whee! Well, how do I look, friends?
Well, you look okay. But you know what, Lady Elaine? I think you're supposed to have a headpiece or something to go with that. At least all the ones I've ever seen did.
Well, I'll go look for that. Come back in a little while, will you?
Okay. Listen, if you need me, I'm going to be over at the tree.
Okay. Toot toot.
Toot toot.
I'm going to the moon.
I see him coming now. You wait. It's really true.
Meow, meow. One, two, X, meow.
Hi, friend.
Oh, hi, Andy. How on the moon are you? I mean, how in the world are you?
Oh.
Meow, meow, really, meow, 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 moon. Meow, meow, scared, Andy, meow.
Well, what's going on? What have you neighbors been hearing?
Just something about the man and the moon coming here, and we'll all have to go back there with him.
Oh, no wonder you're scared, Henrietta. That is a scary thing. But
we don't have to go to the moon?
Not at all, no. I mean, the man who's coming...
Meow, meow, hurt us?
No, he won't hurt you. He's the man who flew to the moon, Henrietta.
Does he have wings?
No, he doesn't have wings. He flew to the moon in a rocket. And while he was there, he took some pictures, you see. And now he's coming here to pay us a friendly visit.
Meow, meow, won't have to go, meow.
No, Henrietta. Nobody will have to go to the moon who doesn't want to go. In fact, there's a certain lady who does want to go to the moon very badly, but I don't know if she's going to get there. We're going to have to see.
Negri, Hennyman Negri, I found it. I found it. Come on over.
There she is.
You mean Lady Elaine wants to go to the moon?
Well, that's what she says, X. And, you know, I have to go over and help her get into her spacesuit. So I'll see you all tomorrow, okay?
Meow, meow, meow.
Yes, Hen.
Meow, meow, sure?
I'm sure, Henrietta. You know I never fool about important things.
Yeah, thank you, meow, meow, much.
Okay, sweetheart.
Meow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye, X.
You see, Henrietta, he was able to straighten it out for us.
Meow, meow, don't have to meow.
Well, where is it?
It's right beside me. Prepare yourself to see the finest headgear in the world. Cover your eyes.
Okay. All right. I'll cover them. All right. All covered. Can I open
up your eyes?
All right. Is this it?
That's it.
Well, it looks like the kind I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now help me on with it.
Well, wait a minute. What's this?
Well, I think that's the hose for the breathing.
Oh, well, how does it work?
Well, after you put the thing over my head, you can try it. I'll show you. After you put it over my head, I'll show you what to do with it.
Okay. All right. Shall we try it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fawcett.
Oh, Handy. You know very well that's the wrong way.
Oh, you look like... Oh, you really look cute. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go.
That's right.
You all right?
That's it. Now fix up the back.
All right. We'll zip up the back.
See there?
Very good.
All right.
All right.
Now, you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to breathe in that tube, and then I'll have air to breathe in here.
Breathe in this tube here.
I'm sure that's right.
All right. We'll try it.
Okay.
Ready?
I can feel it. No, it's just great. Mm-hmm.
Lady Elaine. Lady Elaine, wait a minute.
Keep breathing, sweetie.
Wait a minute. This is not going to work. When you're on your way...
Keep breathing.
Wait a minute. This is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on your way flying to the moon, how are we going to take care of this breathing hose?
Well, you either breathe or take this thing off my head.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's not right. That's not going to work. You see?
Now, what's wrong?
I say, when you're flying to the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to operate the breathing hose?
Oh, well, you'll just come along.
I'll come along?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, sure. Now, I'll get a big suit for you and a nice headgear.
Wait a minute. Lady Elaine, come back here. No. No, you don't. You won't get anything of the sort from me. No suit or no headgear.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that, first of all, King Friday would never let me go away from the castle that long. And secondly, I just don't want to go to the moon.
You don't want to go to the moon?
No, I don't want to go. I mean, some people just don't want to go to the moon.
Well, I'm not one of those people, and I need some help to get there.
Well, we'll just have to figure out another way, then, to operate the breathing.
All right, then, you figure it out. You take that headgear and you think of some way to get air in that so I can waft to the moon. I'm flying to the moon. You'll do it, won't you?
Well... Yes, I'll try. I'll think of something. Maybe we can hook this up to some kind of an oxygen tank or something like that.
I knew you'd have some kind of a stellar idea.
Okay. You sure are excited about this, aren't you?
You bet I am. But you'll get to work on it right away, won't you?
Oh, yes, I will, Lady Elaine. But right now, I've got to get back to the castle and see what's going on over there.
Okay, but first, give me a ding, ding, ding.
All right, here it comes. Okay. A ding, ding, ding.
A ding, 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 I like to sing. I'm going to the moon soon. Woo-hoo,
okay, bye.
People can't just fly to the moon when they get a notion to do it. No, Lady Elaine's going to find out that you have to know many things before you can fly to the moon. And Henrietta was worried that she and X would have to go. Nobody has to go to the moon who doesn't want to. No, not even pilots. Mm-mm. There's somebody at the door. Would you look out the window and see who it is, please? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers. I have a big package here.
What is this?
Well, it says for astronaut Al Warden on the label here. Yeah. Why would they be sending that to you?
Oh, because Al Warden's coming here tomorrow to visit.
Oh, tomorrow he's coming here?
Yes, our neighborhood.
Well, do you think Mrs. McFeely could still bring a live animal surprise over to show you tomorrow?
Why, certainly. She could bring the animal and she could meet Al Warden if she wants.
All righty, well, I'll tell her.
Miss McFeely, live animal, you say. Mm-hmm. Is it the kind of animal that would walk here or would she bring it in a box?
Well, it'll walk here.
Is it a soft, warm animal or a cold one like a fish?
Well, it's a soft, warm animal.
Is it the kind that would drink from milk from its mother?
Well, now that's Mrs. McFeely's surprise. I'll let her bring it over tomorrow and show you herself, all righty?
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
All righty. Oh, Mr. Rogers, do you think I could pick Al Warden up at the airport?
Certainly, if you would.
Well, I'll arrange. I'll check with the flights in the airport, and I'll call them up, and I'll let you know, and I'll let him know, all righty?
Well, thank you, Mr. McFeely.
All righty. Speedy delivery.
Very helpful.
Oh, I'll certainly enjoy it. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. So, we have a couple live surprises coming tomorrow, don't we? Good day. day tomorrow. Wonder what Mrs. McFeely might be bringing. What kind of an animal? You know that hickory dickory dock? The mouse ran up the clock. I don't suppose she'd be bringing a mouse. What about little lamb? You know that Mary had a little lamb? When I was little, I used to just take my fingers on any piano that I could find at school or at friends' houses or anywhere that I could find one, and I'd just pick out the notes of things like that. Is this right? Tell me when it's not right. That's not right, is it? Had a little lamb. Try picking out music. Try singing it whenever you can. If you like to. Yep. Gives you a good feeling. Gives me a good feeling to know that we will be able to have a visit from friends tomorrow and be with you, too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll have a lot of things to talk about tomorrow. I'll just take this home and see what Al Warden wants to do with it. You always make it a special day for me, no matter who's here. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Sure, see you tomorrow. Bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.